This is BOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to get vaccinated, even as federal workers in Washington and other cities Wednesday began wearing masks again at work amid rising cases of COVID-19 from the Delta variant. Speaking in the state of Pennsylvania, the president urged people to protect themselves and others. Biden said, in his words, "The pandemic we have now is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So please, if you're not vaccinated, protect yourself and the children out there. It's important." New cases in the United States, largely fueled among the unvaccinated by the highly contagious Delta variant, have risen fourfold over the last month. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, announced Wednesday that all state employees, a workforce totaling tens of thousands of people, must be vaccinated by Labor Day, September the 6th. New York becomes the second state after California to impose such a rule for its government workers. Japan on Wednesday reported more than 9,500 new coronavirus infections, an all-time high, raising fresh questions about whether the ongoing Tokyo Olympics are worsening the country's pandemic situation. Tokyo is already under a state of emergency that some local commentators have criticized as ineffective. Many of the rules are voluntary. For example, restaurants have been asked to close early and not sell alcohol. Not all have complied. Overall, Japan's pandemic approach has been relatively successful. It has reported only 15,000 coronavirus deaths, much fewer than other countries its size. Japan is one of several Asian countries to initially contain the virus, but they lag other developed countries in vaccinations. By remote, this is VOA News. And a major breakthrough for one of the world's last countries to embrace COVID-19 vaccines, Tanzania's president kicked off its vaccination campaign Wednesday by publicly receiving a dose and urging others to do the same. Salama Hassan, who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, expressed confidence in the safety of the vaccines and said the country of more than 58 million people will pursue more. The East African country's government under former President John Magufuli had long worried health officials by denying the pandemic. Magufuli, who insisted the coronavirus could be defeated with prayer, died in March. The presidency then went to Deputy Hassan, who has since changed Tanzania's course on COVID-19. The first person to be tried under Hong Kong's sweeping national security law arrived at court for sentencing Thursday morning after being found guilty of secessionism and terrorism. Tong Ying Kit was charged last Tuesday with inciting secession and terrorism for driving his motorcycle into a group of police officers last year while carrying a flag with the banned protest slogan, "Liberate Hong Kong." Tong could face a maximum sentence of life in prison, but his lawyers are expected to argue for a lighter punishment at his hearing, which is underway. Tokyo Olympic gold medalist and weightlifting champion Hydilyn Diaz arrived in Manila Wednesday evening. Four-time Olympian won her country's first gold in 97 years on Monday. She'll now have to spend a mandatory 7 days in a hotel quarantine imposed by the government, but things are looking bright for the 30-year-old. Aside from well wishes, a windfall of financial rewards awaits Diaz. Diaz's victory could push the Philippine government to provide more financial and other support to long-neglected Filipino athletes. And the U.S. Justice Department now warning states that are conducting or considering audits of the 2020 election that they may be using procedures that violate federal protections against voter intimidation and other statutes. The warning comes as Arizona Republicans continue a controversial review of the 2020 vote count in the state's largest county, while GOP officials in four other battleground states where former President Donald Trump lost to President Biden are pursuing similar efforts. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us on our website. That is BOANews.com, also on the BOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, BOA News.